Hi, this is Jamie Crawford with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get our latest podcast. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast.
God's going to do. And in the process of all of that, you know, there was two things that came upon me, and we was kind of worried about. God, You told us we're going to do this, but how are we going to do it? The two things that we were worried about is, number one, we were afraid. We didn't know where the money was going to come from to be able to rent this place. And God made a way where there seems to be no way. Can I tell you that? I found out from the principal Hood here in at the third and fourth grade this school. And I found out that, you know, he gave us a price, and I shared it with some partners. I'm in Colorado. I'm in, you know, I was suffering for Jesus. I was up there fishing. And me and Josh, we were catching some rainbow trout, my son, and we were catching some rainbow trout. And I thought I was so high up in the mountains. We were at 10,000 feet. I thought I was so high up, I didn't have any cell service. I'm sitting there fishing, and I'm actually reeling in a fish. And I get a phone call, and someone on the other line says, I know that you're going to be renting this place at in Kingfisher. And they said, the Lord told me that I'm supposed to pay your whole year's rent. To God be the glory. And so I told Iris about it, and I shared it with her, and I said, okay, God took care of one of our fears. And so the second fear was this: God, is anybody going to show up? Well, you proved it to us that somebody going to show up. And I just want to say thank you for showing up, and to God be the glory. Got rid of both of our fears right there. Amen. Praise God. Before I get into this message, I just want to say, if you're a pastor, would you just stand up? You know I acknowledged all of them, but Pastor Wendell's here. Praise God. Just keep standing, would you? Go ahead, stand up. You guys, you're a pastor. Come on, stand up. You represent a church. I just want to say thank you for coming. And I just want everybody to look at these folks, okay? If you're ever in Bowie, Texas, right there's a church to go to. You got two churches, three churches in Kingfisher, one in O'Keene, and one over in Sealing. So there's a variety of churches right here. So I want to encourage you, go to their church. Amen? Thank you, pastors. Thank you. Praise God. Well, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 6. I'm going to share a text that is one of my favorite scriptures. It's one that Pastor Ron Bruner shared with me whenever we used to work at Walmart at nights cleaning floors. And we memorized this scripture together, and as we memorize this scripture is going to be my scripture that I want to share with you tonight, because it's one I hold dear to my heart, because it's what catapulted me to the next level in my walk with Christ. And so tonight I want to entitle the series Chase, The Chase. And as I talk about the chase, tonight the title of my message is going to be The Pursuit of the Chase. The Pursuit of the Chase. And what I want you to recognize is, you know, we go around and we preach revivals all over. We're getting ready to go down to Bowie, Texas at the end of this month and first of next month and preach a revival down there. And we go to Colorado. We go to Minnesota. We travel all over. We go to Africa and preach the gospel in crusades. And through it all, I've been to so many revivals, Pastor Wendell, But it seems like when you get to the revival and you're waiting on God to do something in your life. How many have ever waited on God? You know, sometimes we're always saying we're waiting on God, but how many know that God's not waiting on us? Because he's already moving. And so what are we waiting on? God's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to take the next step. He's waiting on you to begin to pursue him in such an area of your life where all you want is more of God. And see, we preach revivals all over, and it seems like we always, as we're preaching the revivals or we're in meetings, we see breakthroughs after breakthroughs after breakthroughs. We weren't even scheduled to be at Church on the Hill on Monday night. And we seen miracle happen right there at Church on the Hill. This lady had a birth defect in her hip, and it hurt every time she walked. And all we did was pray the prayer of faith. Come on, are you with me tonight? All you have to do is pray the prayer of faith. We prayed the prayer of faith, and the anointing of God came upon this woman, healed her body instantly. She goes, I don't have any pain. I've had this pain all my life, and I don't even have it anymore. To God be the glory. But it's in the pursuit. What are you in the pursuit of? We're in the pursuit of God. We're chasing after God. I don't know about you, but I just want more of God. I want more of his anointing. I want more of him. You know, the Bible says we must decrease so that God can increase. See, we have been doing, for the last 4.5 years, we've been doing a Thursday night, Bishop Bill ended up calling them fire studies. We just call them Thursday service. That's why we got the Thursday t-shirts out here. Because it's Thursday. It's just a Thursday service. And we used to have these Thursday services at our home. And as we had them at our home, James even has been to them. There's been several of you that have been to our Thursday night Bible study at our home. When we begin to have those, the anointing of God, there's like an open heaven over our ministry. I can't explain it. It's like there's an open heaven. And every time we go somewhere, people get breakthroughs after breakthroughs after breakthroughs, miracles, signs, and wonders. We've seen blinded eyes open. We've seen deaf ears open. We've seen people get up out of their chairs that couldn't even walk, and God's healed their bodies. Why? Because it's not what we're doing, it's what God is doing. And that's why God has brought us here tonight, because we believe there's an open heaven over Kingfisher. We believe there's an open heaven over your church. We believe that the anointing of God is invading our lives like never before. How many know we're in the end times right now? Just watch the news, you'll find out. But as I do these revivals, I was looking back at one of the most powerful revivals of all time. It happened in a Bible study. It happened in Topeka, Kansas. Over 120 years ago. Let that set in you for a while. If you're a pastor, you let that settle in you. Think of what 120 is. It took 120 and went into the upper room. Something happened in the upper room. God began to invade that upper room. And the anointing began to fall in the upper room. These people. Charles Parham. All he was doing was having just a simple Bible study. Just wanting to learn the Word of God. And as they got in the book of Acts, something happened. Come on, are you with me tonight? Something happened. There was a shaking that began to happen in their life. There was a shaking that began to happen, and all of a sudden, they went from a Bible study to a revival. People started hearing about it in Topeka, Kansas. They started traveling from all over. There was a man by the name of William Seymour that he ended up coming all the way down from Louisiana. Just to Topeka, Kansas, so that he could have that experience. See, Charles Parham was a white guy. Well, William Seymour was a black guy with one blinded eye until he got to Topeka. Are you with me today? What was he doing? He was seeking. He was pursuing after God. And the moment he began to pursue after God is the moment he began to get the miracles in his life. And when that happened, when he had that upper room experience, how did he have it? By pursuing God. He went all the way from Louisiana. We're talking 120 years ago, so it wasn't easy to travel up there. They couldn't just get in an airplane and just fly up there for a revival. But he did. But then we see what happened to William Seymour, because the revival didn't just stop in Topeka, Kansas. Whew. William Seymour got himself in a vehicle and got out on the West Coast. Some of you might know where that place is at. It's called the Azusa Street. And in the Azusa Street, there was an Azusa revival that began to break out all over California. And then the streets of Azusa, they began to have miracles, miracle services. Miracles and signs and wonders began to happen in that Azusa revival. So most of you have already read about the Azusa revival. Can I tell you something? There is a great revival that is about to break out across America once again. See, we've been stagnant for 120 years. And I believe that there's a stirring that is happening in the atmosphere. And I believe that the Shekinah glory of God is about to be released. I believe it can happen right in Kingfisher, Oklahoma. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. It can happen in a little schoolhouse in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, where God will just come in and begin to invade. See, what we're seeing right now is just the activation of what God is about to do. I'm just supposed to prophesy over this facility, because I believe when those kids come to school tomorrow, something's going to hit them. There's going to be such a joy that's going to hit them. Why? Because we're activating something right here. See, you may not see it, but God sees it. God knows what he's doing. And there's an open heaven here tonight. Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 6. You probably thought I forgot about it. But I just want to read this scripture to you. It says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled." Ooh. Ooh. We're talking about the Word of God. We're not talking about Texas Roadhouse, where you can get a good juicy steak, baked potato, all the fixings without the cheese. All the fixings. We're talking about God. Where he's saying, hunger and thirst after me. What is he saying? He's saying, what I want you to do is I want you to pursue me. I want you to pursue me. See, we've got to pursue the blesser, not the blessing. Whew. Come on. So many people are always just, I'm going to go to church just so I can get the blessing. But tonight, I want to challenge you. Begin to pursue the blesser. And watch, the blessing will begin to invade your life like you've never seen before. I believe tonight God is about to do something in some people's life, because you are here not just for us, but you're here for God. You're after him. You're pursuing him. And God's saying, if you pursue me, the blesser, and not the blessing. We got to get focused tonight, church. We got to get focused tonight. We got to get our eyes on him. We got to begin to pursue the blesser. quit pursuing the blessing. Because the moment, what does the Bible say in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you as well. What is he saying? He's saying, seek him first. Seek the blesser, not the blessing. And when you seek the blesser, put him first, then he will begin to add everything to you. He'll begin to add them up. You're going to have so many blessings, you're not even going to even understand how God did them all. There's been so many blessings that's invaded our life where we're just saying, wow, God. Wow, God, how did you do this? Wow, God, how did you do that? We have to pursue the blesser, not the blessing. Then number two, we have to pursue the reviver and not the revival. Now, this is thick tonight because this is going to sink in on somebody tonight. So many times we're just waiting to see. We're going from church to church to see if we can get into the revival. But, you know, I've been to so many churches. You know, sometimes I like to just go to churches to get filled up. Because we go and give and give and give, but we don't ever get filled up. I was in a church, and I'm not going to name the church. I was in a church one time, and the anointing was flowing. Something was happening. I mean, I was ready. I was ready to receive. I was like, God, I know this is you. Man, me and Iris literally ran to the altar. And we're standing there waiting for God to move on our life. And then all of a sudden, the pastor goes, we'll see you guys next Sunday. I looked at Iris and I turned around and I didn't realize it, but his brother was standing right behind me, the pastor's brother. And I turned around and I just see things black and white, okay? I don't have any glitter. Iris has all the glitter. I don't. I see things black and white, man. I was down at the altar. I turned straight around. I'm face to face with this guy, and I'm like, is that it? Iris is like trying to throw her glitter on me. She's like, come on, let's go back to our seat. Come on, you don't know who this is that you just said that to. I said, I don't care. Is that it? I come to get the anointing of God in my life, and somebody just shut it off. Shut the valve off. You know what? Tonight, we're not going to shut the valve off. We're not going to shut the valve off. We're going to let it continually flow. We're going to let it continually flow in your life. You know, when I got back to my seat, I looked at Iris and I said, I feel like I got robbed. Have you ever felt that? I mean, am I the only one that's like that? It's time for the church to wake up and let the moving of the Holy Spirit begin to move. Because too many churches are grieving the Holy Spirit. And it's time not. What does the Bible say? Grieve not thy Holy Spirit. Tonight, I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. I want to pursue God. And as we pursue God, God will begin to invade us. Pursue the reviver, not the revival. Number three, pursue God, not just his benefits. Come on. Pursue God, not just his benefits. That's what we have to do. That's what that priest did back in the day in Exodus, where he had to prepare himself to go into the Holy of Holies. He had to clean up his act. You know what he had to do? He had to get rid of some of his junk. Because if he didn't get rid of his junk, he got struck dead whenever he went into the Holy of Holies. He had to make his slate clean. I'll tell you how deep it went. It went this deep because they had to put a rope around him, put bells on him to make sure he was still moving in the Holy of Holies. But the night before, as he's preparing, he had another priest read the scriptures to him, read the scrolls to him. So that his mind would be on the mind of Christ. so his mind would be pursuing God and God him, God only. In fact, he did not even sleep that night because of fear that he would have a dream that would make him die in the Holy of Holies, make him slip and die. That's how much he worried about pursuing God, saying, I just want to get you in me, God. You know, that's what you need to do tonight. I want to get so much of you in me, God, that everybody sees you through me, God. We need to pursue God and not his benefits. And I'm going to close with this point tonight. Number four. We have to pursue his face and not his hands. We got to pursue God's face, not just his hand. So many times we want that handout. We want God just to give it to me, God. I know what it. You know, we're asking God for another blessing, but we haven't even praised him for the last blessing. We're already up in his business on something else, saying, God, can you bless me with this? Can you help me with that? Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? Have you even praised him for the last thing he did for you? And God's saying, we need to pursue his face and not his hands. Why? Because the word of God says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be filled. See, when you go to a gas station and gas up, you kind of put that little pump lever into automatic mode, you know, where you can walk away from it and still pump the gas. You got to put that little clicker in there. And when you do that, you're waiting to hear the click. And when you hear the click, you know it's full, right? Tonight, God's got you on automatic. You need to wait to hear for the click. Because God's about to fill you up tonight. There's about to be a click that's about to click in your life like you've never felt before. Because the click of God is about to invade you to let you know everything's okay. We need to pursue the blesser, not the blessing. Pursue the reviver, not the revival. We need to pursue God and not his benefits. Pursue his face and not just his hands. God wants us just to be hungry. He wants us to pursue him with our whole heart. He wants us to chase him down. What would happen tonight if you caught God? What would happen to you tonight if you actually caught God? What would happen to your life? I believe tonight if you caught God, there would be such a peace in your heart. There would be such a peace in your life that you've never felt before. I believe that there'll be such a peace that passes all understanding. That's what we're doing tonight, is pursuing God. We are chasing after God. It's time for the church to begin to start chasing after God. As you begin to chase him, watch what God will do in your life. Everything will be added to you as well. Everything will be added to you as well. Would you just lift your hands right now? Just worship him just for a moment. Just begin to thank him. I'm so used to preaching in everybody else's church and asking them, is it okay if we just obey God? I'm just going to ask God, God, is it okay if we just obey you tonight? Is it okay if we just obey you tonight? Come on, start pressing in on God. Watch what he's about to do. watch what he is about to do in your life.
Thanks for listening. We hope you will stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to BreakthroughEvangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.